great.
A couple of questions. First, last night's, and I'll ask you a question that was raised in last night's debate, but first, any regrets on not attending last night's forum?
No, look, I'm looking forward to the Baltimore debate on WBAL next week on Monday, and then later next week we'll be at the Larry Young show. Also want to thank Ken and commend him for his role, his performance in the debate yesterday. But no, look, we're looking forward to the debate. Ken and I have been involved in and participated in, I don't know, 20 or 30 forums around the state. Some of them with all the candidates, some of them with not the candidates. Some are televised and some aren't. Campaigns are about conversations with Marylanders. So I'm really looking forward to Monday's debate on WBAL. It'll be co-sponsored with MPT. So we can talk about issues like the environment. We can talk about issues like the investment in the, you know, $1.1 billion investment in Baltimore City schools, the investments that we're making and the jobs we're creating at the port and the like. So we're looking forward to that.
Why didn't you show up for last night's debate? What was the deciding factor?
Well, look, I'm looking forward to next week's debate.
But last night's debate.
There's an empty podium
right,
with your
name
on it.
I'm looking forward to next week's debate. It's the Baltimore debate I'm looking forward to on WBAL. I'm looking forward to next week's debate on WBAL next week.
You were really skewered last night, especially by Doug Gansler. Yeah. Are you upset by some of the things he said?
Look, campaigns are about a competition of ideas, and it's an opportunity for voters to look at our experience, our record, our judgment, our character. So it's been a robust campaign for the last 12 months, and with 27 days to go, I'm really looking forward to engaging as many voters as we can on so many issues.
You're not bothered by that empty podium for an hour on television.
I don't get bothered by a whole lot. I really don't. What the kinds of things that do bother me though is when we're not making the kind of progress we want to make in Maryland, and that's why I believe that what we need to do is build on the successes that we've achieved over the last 8 years. So when we talk about we've built the best in the nation public schools, the next step is making sure that every child, regardless of where you're educated, has access to a world-class education. That's why we've rolled out 5 policy proposals on education to eliminate the achievement gap, expand pre-K education, more career technology education in our schools. So that's what bothers me are the obstacles, the progress. But that's our job, and that's what we do, and we overcome those obstacles by working together.
Criticism that you shortchanged voters last night.
Well, we've had the opportunity to participate in about 30 forums around the state, 9 of them here in Baltimore. I'm really looking forward to the debate next week, town hall style. I think it's going to be a great format to be able to engage voters, talking about the issues, environmental justice, how we're cleaning the environment, talk about the issues of public safety and how over the last 8 years we've driven down not only violent crime, but we've reduced the inmate population, we've reduced recidivism. So that's what voters want to hear about. They want to hear about the progress that not only that we've made, but our ideas and how we move forward.
What are your thoughts on the Cove Point LNG project?
That was the first one.
Yeah, so Cove Point, look, while it, you guys are stepping on each other, Cove Point certainly has the potential of providing economic development opportunities, but any development at Cove Point will undergo rigorous scrutiny by the Maryland Department of the Environment for both water quality and air quality standards. We're not going to accept development in Maryland, whether it's, any project, that's going to do, irreparable harm to the environment, put Marylanders at risk. So, we've got the opportunity to do that. The Maryland Department of the Environment certainly will be doing that to make sure that we're not putting in jeopardy the air that we consume, the water that we drink.
Other part of the state is health care, since we've been talking. You're still being called out on your management of the marketplace. How do you respond to critics who say you took too long to hold people accountable?
Well, look, I'm not new to healthcare, and for the last 8 years, we've expanded health coverage to now over 500,000 Marylanders. These are, I think about the single parent who 6 months ago was priced out of the market. She couldn't afford health insurance. Maybe her child had a pre-existing condition, but today, because of the work that we did, we've connected her to health insurance. I think about the senior who, is making choices between prescription drugs and groceries, and now through our implementation of the Affordable Care Act, we're closing that donut hole. So when we set out to launch the Affordable Care Act, and part of that was the health benefits exchange, we, just like President Obama, when he launched the federal website, had technical difficulties. In fact, I don't think you can find an exchange that didn't. And we did what Marylanders expected of their leaders, right? When you encounter problems, step up and solve them. Marylanders have very little patience, and rightfully so, for politicians who stand on the sidelines and criticize and carp. What they're looking for is folks who are going to get the job done and roll up their sleeves. So that's what we did. We had a goal of 260,000 Marylanders, and we enrolled 330,000. When we saw the rollout that we did on October 1st, reorganized the leadership at the exchange, refocused our vendors, fired some of those who weren't performing as they promised. And then we evaluated the resources and the capabilities at the exchange, which is more than a website. I mean, it's men and women who are rolling up their sleeves every day, going to work and doing the work of the people. We plussed up the call centers and the navigators, and as a result, we enrolled now 340,000 Marylanders. You know, it's important because what we're talking about is connecting Marylanders to wellness and prevention. And how do you do that? Through health insurance. So the key is connecting more and more Marylanders to health insurance, and we were able to connect about 340,000.
In the spirit of transparency, you're going to release emails associated with the rollout?
Yeah, as you know, there are a number of reviews that are being undertaken. The Department of Legislative Services has their annual audit, we've been participating in all of those.
Is that when
and we'll continue
public?
To do that.
Why can't they become public now?
Yeah, well, what we do is we follow the guidance that the Attorney General's office has given to the exchange. And that's how we comply with the
All right, guys, that's
the Public Information Act.